Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into combat sports.
Yeah.
Brought to you by the WBO, the World Boxing Organization.
How about that?
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
Let's get him. Let's get him hard.
Pedro Fernandez.
Better grab me quick before my knees give way.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Coronavirus Studios, of course, substituting for the Ring Talk Studios. Of course, we cannot go into the actual Sports Byline headquarters because of the lockdown. We're still locked down. We're observing this. Of course, it's called shelter in place. If you don't observe it, what can I say? You're running the risk of getting sick. Now that we're off that subject, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. My name is Pedro Fernandez. For the next 2 hours, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio, of course, the Dan Patrick Channel, Channel 211, and now SB Nation Sports. We'll talk boxing and mixed martial arts. Hour number one, we'll bring in the retired HBO godfather, Mr. Wisdom himself, Larry Merchant. Larry will be here, of course, and it'll be Larry unplugged today. Just let Larry go. Let Larry go unplugged today. Straight up, Larry Merchant, about 20 minutes past the hour. Hour number one of two here on Sports Byline. Hour number two, we'll celebrate the birthday of Alexis Arguello. He was born April 19th, 1952. Of course, died very controversially or violently, one or the other, July 1st, 2009. He was my buddy. We'll talk about that in depth. I'm not going to go into the negative stuff. We did that last week. Remember, we did the Alexis Arguello show last week. So we didn't went into the dark side of Alexis and all that kind of good stuff. Today, we'll celebrate the positive side of Alexis, the three-time world champion who failed in a very critical bout, of course, with Aaron Pryor back in 1982. That was basically his demise. After that, Alexis was never really Alexis. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. We have open phone lines. You can join us if you like. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or get this, the guilt-free, no commitment text line. The number, write this down. 415-275-1613. The text line, once again, 415-275-1613. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of Sports Byline.
Are you a 1099 contractor, business owner, or self-employed? Then you need to hear this important message. Through the Coronavirus Relief Act, you may be entitled to an advance of up to $10,000. But if you are like most hardworking Americans, you don't have time to spend hours waiting on hold and digging through government paperwork. The good news is, you don't have to. SBA Coach has already done all the heavy lifting for you. Text SBA to 55444 and our 2-minute survey will tell you if you qualify, then get you started on our simple and easy application. Funds are limited, so don't miss your chance. Text SBA to 55444 or visit sbaquick.com to get your free qualification survey. We are here to help you apply to the SBA, but we are not connected or endorsed by the federal government or SBA. Again, text SBA to 55444 or visit sbaquick.com and get in line for the funding you need.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy esports app for player props, and they are currently offering contests for CSGO, Dota, and League of Legends matches. Choose 5 over-under props for a player's stats to build your lineup. The riskier your choices, the more your selection is worth. They've already awarded over $1.2 million, so rack up the most points for your chance to share the prize pool. Download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or Play Store, or by visiting their website, thrivefantasy.com. Use a promo code AI at sign-up today for an instant free $10 credit. That's Thrive Fantasy with the promo code AI. Come prop up now.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Get this, you can't go to the nightclub anymore, at least not for a while. You know, I was thinking about this the other day. I promoted a dance. February 1st was a sold-out event here in San Francisco at the Sons of Italy Hall out there in the Excelsior District here in San Francisco. And I'm not bragging or boasting, but that may be the last of the events for a long, 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 long time. So if you went to that lame-ass Super Bowl and the 49ers got creamed, if you went down there to New Orleans or Miami or wherever that was, and you skipped my party, all the people, the dozens of people that bought tickets and skipped my party and went to the Super Bowl, you brought that spit on yourself. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am an award-winning writer. Won a few awards, and I am also a four-time Golden Glove champion, happened to be ranked number 13 in Olympic year. I won't give you the year because that sort of gives away my age. Bottom line is, I am an old man. Speaking about old men, let's talk about young men. Straight up, Vasyl Lomachenko, of course, the current world lightweight champion, 14-1, two-time world amateur champion, 32 years old. Pretty good-looking fighter, no doubt about that, a southpaw, now fighting out of Oxnard, California, of course. And then he's got his nemesis, I think, Teofimo Lopez, of course, a kid from Brooklyn, New York, 15 and zip. I think he's at 11 or 12 KOs. Of course, they call him the bomb, and he is the bomb. Gervonta Davis, the tank, of course, another southpaw, but not my favorite fighter because he's 25 years old, but he's 23-0, but he's just not the most dedicated guy in the world. A kid out of Baltimore, New York, Baltimore, USA, straight up. A little bit of ghetto there, and you can't take the ghetto out of kids sometimes. But then again, you don't want a kid with a college degree fighting in a boxing ring. They just don't, it doesn't work. Anyway, going through the rest of the lightweight division, of course, Devin Haney, originally out of San Francisco, the SF resident, now living in Las Vegas, was undefeated now, 24-0, the WBC lightweight title holder, or title holder in absentia, some kind of crap like that. Bottom line is, he's a decent fighter, and there's no doubt about it, okay? And then you look at my man, Ryan Garcia, King Ryan, call him what you want. Everybody's got all kinds of bad things to say about this guy, but to me, he's young, he's bright, he's handsome, and he's got the girls behind him, man. And, you know, I know Oscar had all the girls behind him, but now he's got the girls behind him in the digital world. You know, he's got $2 or $3 million, two, 3 million people following him on Instagram and all that kind of good stuff. So, I mean, he's the hottest thing going, I think, as far as a fighter is concerned. People say to me, man, he really hasn't fought anybody. Man, you know, in fact, Socrates Palmer, Larry Merchant, all these guys, poo-poo him. But I'm telling you, I see something in this kid that other people just don't see. I just see it. I mean, the ability to feint people, and when I mean feint people, in other words, you fake them. In other words, you do something and you get him to look one way and you hit him with another shot, sort of like a distraction. The fact that he's able to feint people and get him out of position and knock him cold with one shot, man, that doesn't come along too often. I think he is a special fighter, no doubt about that. Victorville, California, now fighting in L.A. Of course, Oscar's boy, the golden boy, the golden boy's boy, 20-0. I think he's got about 18, 19 knockouts. Impressive fighter, not a great amateur background, of course. And the same with Haney. Haney didn't have that great of an amateur background. Of course, they thought he was going to go on and maybe win an Olympic gold medal. He was like the next coming of Sugar Ray Leonard, things like all that kind of stuff has been said about these guys. Okay, this is an incredible group of lightweights, no doubt about that. Lopez, Davis, Gervonta Davis, Lomachenko, of course, Devin Haney, and other people say Richard Comey's a decent fighter. But I'm not going to put Jorge Linares. Well, he's way past his peak. Luke Campbell, forget it. Anyway, the guy that's going to rock, I think, is going to be Ryan Garcia. He's going to be the people. He's going to be the guy that puts butts in the seats. And I think at the end of the day, he's going to be able to prove himself, just knock these guys stiff. Of course, Lomachenko, supposed to take on Lopez in May. That fight's not going to happen, obviously. Probably put off to maybe September, October. And will there be fights even then? I mean, because this social distancing thing, and I'll bring this up just real briefly. I studied the 1918 flu. I studied the 20th century. I just studied the hell out of it. I studied the political assassinations. I studied the diseases, the wars, all that kind of good stuff. I was just a freak about the 20th century. So I studied the 1918 flu, and the 1918 flu basically got spread by Americans who was here in the United States, and then they went around, the war broke out, so they sent soldiers all over the world, and guess what? They brought the flu with them, and then, of course, the flu was over, and then the second wave of the flu came when the war was over, because these people went out in the street and they celebrated, and guess what? The second wave came, and it killed more people than were killed in the actual war. So what I'm trying to tell you is, this is no joke. Back to the lightweights at hand. As I said, Ryan Garcia is my favorite. I would say second is Teofimo Lopez. But talent-wise, you got to look at Vasyl Lomachenko. I mean, Jesus Christ. I mean, the way he breaks people down and, I don't know how to fight him. I mean, all these other guys, I could maybe come up with a strategy to fight. I wouldn't know how to come up with a strategy to fight Lomachenko. Maybe I have to employ the Roy Jones strategy, step on his foot and get him off balance and hit him in the arms and hit him on the hip and stuff like that. Because, when you're fighting a superior athlete, you're fighting somebody as a superior athlete and you're not better than them. Well, guess what? You're probably not going to beat them at their own game. So you've got to bring something else to the dance. So I used to step on guys' feet on occasion. I think Keith Rucker, he was on what, 8-0, 7 knockouts, something like that, until I retired him. 6'1", 139 pounds, moving around real well, moving. After I knocked him down about 12 seconds into the fight, he started running. So I couldn't handle this guy running and holding. So I stepped on his foot. I just stepped on his foot. The referee didn't see it. Brent Venegas didn't see that, but I stepped on his foot, held him in one spot, and ripped that body, baby. Put your foot on that lead foot and just hold him in spot and rip to the body. Guess what? It works. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, that is the lightweight division. I think it's the richest division in boxing right now. That's 135 pounds. And people say to me, hey, if you ever turn pro, where would it be? 135 pounds, and these guys would kill me. They'd have me for lunch. Straight up, I wasn't in that league. No doubt about that. They are the great five. Vasyl Lomachenko, Teofimo Lopez, Gervonta Davis, Devin Haney, and Ryan Garcia. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Next up, the retired HBO godfather, Larry Merchant, in the house.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
And if we cannot end now our differences, at least we can help make the world safe for diversity. For in the final analysis, our most basic common link is that we all inhabit this small planet. We all breathe the same air. We all cherish our children's futures, and we are all mortal.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Everyone said, I wish I was in your shoe, I wish I was in your shoe. The people, the hundreds of people that wish they were in my shoe, don't know the tenth of it. If they were in my shoe, they would cry like babies.
Wow, I feel good.
From JFK and Maniacal Mike to Southern California and the retired HBO godfather, Mr. Larry Merchant. How are you this morning, sir?
Actually pretty good. We're having good weather down here and looking forward to another week of it.
Okay, here's a good one. A few years ago, you remember this, I think we did the fight together. Joe Calzaghe and Bernard Hopkins were in a fight. Hopkins said something like, to the point where no white boy will ever beat me. And of course, Calzaghe went out and beat the paint off him. And now Devin Haney has basically said the same thing regarding Vasyl Lomachenko. Would that be considered a racist comment, or is that just a couple of athletes going back and forth?
I didn't take it as any intentional racism. Although boxing and combat sports often tend to bring out the worst as well as the best in athletes.
Yeah, but the, how can I put this? The boxing, you know, when it breaks down and we have a, like when Jerry Cooney fought for the World Heavyweight Championship and it was Larry Holmes or any of these great white hopes fight, you see a division in the population. You've got two camps and they're racial camps and you never see that in any other sport.
Well, that's what I was just referring to. I mean, there's also ethnic differences. We've seen Polish fans cheering the Polish fighters, and on Mexican fans cheering the Mexican fighters. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. The sport, in a way, is built on those ethnic differences. And for a moment in time, there are occasionally clashes over the ethnic lines, as well as the clashes in the ring.
Okay. Question. I think this is a fight that you did. Jerry Cooney and Larry Holmes, they introduced Jerry Cooney last, and I've never had seen a champion introduced last in a title fight in my entire life before then or after. Have you?
I think it's happened once or twice here and there, but in that occasion, the racial stuff was palpable. Jerry Cooney was a great white hope. He was the focus of the fight. He had been unbeaten. He had been knocking out most of his opponents. And there were some serious clashes in and out of the ring because of it. Wasn't there a shooting at that in a parking lot at that event?
I think there was, but that's wow. But I said, you know, things happen. Obviously, you know, there was a lot of bad blood in the water there and people betting back and forth that their ethnic bets or racial bets, call it what you want. But the bottom line is, you know, we've got a fantastic lightweight division here. If these guys ever get back to action, Devine Haney, Davinson Lomachenko, my guy Ryan Garcia, they look, Teofimo Lopez. They look studly. I mean, 135 pounds, so he looks like who's going to be king?
Well, I'm as curious as the next fan, and I'm even more curious about whether this long hiatus would result in boxing. Some of the bigger fights happening sooner than later.
Yeah, I think so too. In other words, they have these we call them mark time fights or work fights, this and that, like Ryan Garcia and Jorge Linares, even though Linares has got a great record in this, and we wouldn't consider that a real competitive fight. So we can get rid of those non-competitive fights in between and get straight to the meat.
True that. Whatever it takes, I think that the boxing industry, just like any other industry, has been hurt, damaged by the pandemic. And so I think they're going to try to get to the bigger fights as soon as they can.
You know, I try to call myself a student of history. I try to study the 20th century to an extent, political assassinations, history, wars, even a pandemic here and there. The 1918 flu, when the war was over, everybody went out to celebrate the war being over, and then they doubled up on the flu. In other words, like the second wave was what really wiped people out, wiped out more people than the actual war itself. So can you sort of tell people, like, sort of being inside, sort of cool godfather, little advice here from Larry Murray, stay in the house?
Maybe I've been holding up too long. Because I've been reading everything I could and watching everything I could about this, and one of the fallouts is that the experts have felt all along that there would be some kind of pandemic coming along, something new that we didn't know was in the air. But there was also a certain arrogance in the human community that our science and engineering and have advanced to such a point that it really couldn't impact the world the way other pandemics have in the past. Going back to the Black Plague of the 14th or 15th century, I forget, and others before and after. But here we are, as scientifically advanced as we could have imagined, and, you know, suddenly we're stopped standing because of another virus that we didn't know was out there.
But, you know, you look at the big picture right now, looking at the entire picture. 30 years ago, when scientists said something, people listened. In the 70s, 80s, when scientists said something, people listened. You know, yeah. But now everybody questions science, and religion trumps science with about a third of the country. It's just, I'm being a secular soul, I'm actually blown away by that.
Yeah, I think a lot of it has to do with the local cultures, which includes a business, going to work, earning a living, earning 100 livings, and it's communicated in different ways to people. But if we had one 100 years ago, why couldn't we have one 100 years later? There have been other pandemics, AIDS and so on, and the scientific communities have weighed in and minimized them, at least in the U.S. and most of the Western world. But this one blew them all out because of a certain kind of arrogance that, well, somebody must be taking care of these kinds of things, not noticing how various parts of the government have been suspended, abandoned, of experts who were examining these issues and ready to pounce, to punch back, so to speak.
Okay, here's a question for you coming in on Bernard Hopkins. Julie sent this from, looks like, Cleveland. Is Hopkins a racist or just a, I can't use that word, it's just a jerk?
He and I once had a serious back and forth at a fighter meeting. I don't know if I can classify him as a racist. Certainly, in my experience, no more or less than some others who maybe try to disguise their racism while appealing to their supporters. I mean, I was called a racist on apparently numerous occasions after two incidents that I was involved in at HBO, the Oscar De La Hoya incident, when he fought Pernell Whitaker. And then, of course, the back and forth between Mayweather and me later on. And supporters of their fighters didn't particularly reason things out. They just saw it as through an emotional prism, and so anybody who was against their guy or who challenged their guy or disputed their guy must have been anti-Mexican or anti-black, whatever it is. But I'm how should I put it, the words are escaping me. I don't care what religion or race or ethnicity you are. To me, you're an athlete and a performer, and there are questions that come up before, during, and after fights. No matter what you believe in or what your color is.
You know, back to Hopkins, I'll never forget for the I can't remember the guy's name. I know he was going to fight at the Hilton. We went to have dinner afterwards, and I had this waitress set him up with all this food, and she brought him out special drinks and this kind of good stuff. And we're leaving. I don't know if I told you this, Godfather. We're leaving, and I said, we got to tip this lady. He said, no, we don't tip her. He goes, I don't give tips. He didn't give tips. So anyway, I had to leave her $20. So I've been able to dog Bernard for the rest of his life on that, because every time he walks up, he goes, Pedro, you're not going to bring up that $20, are you? And
well, you have to understand something, which is that fighters generally materialize from the underclass. The underclass are people who can't afford to go to, quote, restaurants. Going to a fast food establishment is in their budget. And so some of them may not know about tipping.
Good point. When I go through the drive-thru for McDonald's, I get my dollar coffee in the morning. I give them a five spot. They deserve it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking in the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. We're blessed with the presence of the HBO Godfather, retired HBO Godfather, Mr. Hall of Fame himself, Mr. Larry Merchant. He will stick around for a few more minutes. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, coming to you from parts unknown, somewhere in North America.
Listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy esports app for player props, and they are currently offering contests for CSGO, Dota, and League of Legends matches. Choose 5 over-under props for a player's stats to build your lineup. The riskier your choices, the more your selection is worth. They've already awarded over $1.2 million, so rack up the most points for your chance to share the prize pool. Download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or Play Store, or by visiting their website, thrivefantasy.com. Use a promo code AI at sign up today for an instant free $10 credit. That's Thrive Fantasy with the promo code AI. Come prop up now.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, are you just going to stand there and let people not give you credit for being a good driver? You deserve discounts on car insurance, and that's what Snapshot from Progressive is for. So why aren't you signing up? You need music to get pumped? Hit it! Drum solo! Ow, that hurts my fingers.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
The TVS Television Network, for decades your home for great sports TV, is back. You can watch six TVS sports channels now streaming on WatchYour.tv. It's free and it's on the internet as well as on Roku, Android, and iPhone and iPad apps. Watch TVS Sports Network, TVS Classic Sports Network, TVS Turbo Sports Network, TVS Women's Sports Network, TVS Tavern Sports Network, and TVS Boxing Network. That's TVS Television Network. Six free channels at WatchYour.tv.
Hardest hustle anything is boxing, though. I don't know what you do for a living, but pretty sure ain't nobody punching you all in your eye. I watched one fight. Roy Jones got hit so hard, my TV moved. He was asleep like he got knocked out of the club. The ref was like 241, 242. Roy was snoring. He was really knocked out. He was laying there so long, they had to start another fight. Roy was still there.
April 19th, 1952, Alexis Arguello was born in Managua, Nicaragua. Of course, a former three-division world champion, lost his life in 2009, July 1st, 2009, under suspicious circumstances. We'll just put it like that. Of course, we'll do some positive stuff on Alexis in hour number one. If you want to hear the untold, unplugged, unbiased, uncensored look at Alexis Arguello, I did that on last week's show, I think last Sunday, did an hour on Alexis. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We are here with the retired HBO godfather, Mr. Larry Merchant. And, of course, you know, Alexis and I were close and then distant and close and then distant. And, of course, I talked to him a month before he died, and he sounded so up and so chipper. And I talked to him when he was depressed before Larry. And then, of course, July 1st, I think I get a call later that day that he either committed suicide or he shot himself, man. But looking back at Alexis, the fighter, what's your perspective?
Well, he was a terrific fighter, a boxer, puncher, with high level of skill and smarts and cojones. He was a full package when he was, you know, a bantamweight who moved up to lightweight, and just a hell of a fighter, one of the best fighters of his time or any time. Never an easy out.
You know, the first prior fight, Panama Lewis was in his corner. Of course, people on this show know how me and Panama Lewis have almost went to blows a couple different times. But Panama Lewis was in his corner, and Bill Miller, who was Alexis Arguello's agent, he was working Alexis's business for him. He went and tried to get the Aaron Pryor gloves, and they disappeared. Nobody ever saw those gloves after they took them off there in the ring. The gloves had never, ever surfaced. So my impression was that, you know, I looked at Alexis's face and the fact that he had been in 90 fights before that, never got busted up in that manner. The fact that he got busted up like that, the fact they couldn't get a hold of the gloves. And then a few months later, Panama Lewis is caught in June of 1983, taking the padding out of Luis Resto's gloves, which led to the demise of Billy Collins. So my impression was, Bill Miller's impression was, that Pryor's gloves were tampered with the first time around with Arguello. Looking at Arguello's face, any feelings on that?
I guess any and all theories might apply. That was one hell of a fight. And I'm reminded, you know, there are ways that prize fighters get tipped. How is that? Well, if you save your gloves from a big fight, you can probably sell them for a nice profit down the road. But what I've been thinking about during the break is that at the famous Olympic Auditorium in Los Angeles, where there were terrific fights on a weekly basis for a long time, if there was a fight that really excited the fans, they would throw quarters into the ring and more. And so, in a sense, they were tipping the fighters for an outstanding performance.
I'm laughing because I fought in the Olympic three times, but I'm laughing because sometimes they would throw things other than quarters, and they were in a liquid form. You know what I'm talking about. That was a little crazy.
Yeah, well, if a waiter or waitress performs well, you give them a good tip.
Folks, what I'm alluding to is that on occasion people would throw their processed beer. Is that a good way to put it, Godfather, processed beer? They would throw their processed beer at people.
That one I never heard of, or maybe I've tried to forget it.
Okay. What are you doing this week? I mean, is life slowed down for you to the point where you're in the house 24/7? What are you doing?
No. I go for a nice long walk. Stay away from people. Wear a mask. I work out at home for an additional half hour or 45 minutes and stretching and such. Yesterday, we visited our daughter and her husband and two little boys. We stood apart from them on their porch and watched the boys race around on their scooters. And talked and laughed and so on. But that's only an occasional thing. We are taking a few rides in our car up the coast. So we managed to keep ourselves busy. And, of course, we have television schedules and reading schedules and such.
Well, Cut Man, I've got some feedback on my ear. I'm hearing Larry twice. Can you work on that for me? You are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide, all across America, Canada, Puerto Rico, and, of course, the Virgin Islands. Larry, I got to ask you one question in particular. This contact with people, the social distancing, it worked in 1918. Why are people so against it now? I mean, they're having actual demonstrations in the street against this stuff. Why would you want to demonstrate against trying to stay alive?
Well, I'm not a social psychologist, but I expect a lot of it has to do with being homebound and wanting to say hello to friends and relatives. A lot of it has to do with economics and trying to get out there to make sure that they can get back to work. There's a political side of this because our president seems divided from one hour to the next on whether we should abide by the rules of the streets these days or not. Because his election re-election might be determined by how the economy goes and how long this lasts. So there are various impulses, you know, toward getting out of this. Down in Florida, for example, Pedro, there's no state income tax. Where the state gets its money and where the local counties and towns get their money is generally a big part of it is tourism. So they want to open the beaches because that's where they get their tax money to run their communities. That's where the local industry is centered. So there are all various kinds of incentives to try to break free. And very often it's politicized because in some of the scarcely populated states, people don't feel as vulnerable as they do in the big cities, and it's more likely to be conservatively oriented and wanting to get back to business as usual.
You know what, Larry? I'm having all kinds of technical problems. Kiss the god, Mama. I'm going to cut you loose. We'll talk real soon, okay?
Hey, I hope you you keep your 6 foot distance while they fix the wires.
Thank you, Godfather. So you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
It's February 1967, and Muhammad Ali is about to fight guess who?
After the Williams fight, Clay met World Boxing Association champ Ernie Terrell in the locker room. Clay tapped the six-foot Terrell playfully, telling him, "You are not too big." Unsmiling, Terrell took off his jacket while newsmen shouted encouragement.
I am surrounded at the moment by two massive men. The gentleman to my left has just told me that he is the only man in the world that Muhammad Ali is afraid of. So the gentleman to my left has to be Ernie Terrell. To my right is the author of a great new poem. He is the heavyweight champion of the world. He pretends that he will have an easy time of it February 6th at the Houston Astrodome. You continue to be unafraid of this man.
Yeah, I'd like to say something right here. You know, Cassius Clay, yes.
Why do you want to say Cassius Clay when Howard Cosell and everybody is calling you Muhammad Ali? Then why you got to be the one of all people whose color to keep saying Cassius Clay?
Howard Cosell is not the one who's going to fight you. I am.
You're making it really hard on yourself now. Why don't you keep the thing in the sport angle? Why don't you call me my name, man?
Well, what's your name? You told me your name was Cassius Clay a few years ago.
I never told you my name was Cassius Clay. My name is Muhammad Ali, and you will announce it right there in the center of that ring after the fight if you don't do it now.
For the benefit of this broadcast, him, all right?
You're acting just like an old Uncle Tom. Another Floyd Patterson. I'm going to punish you.
Let me tell you something, man. You ain't got no business.
Back off of me.
Don't call me Uncle Tom.
That's what you are, Uncle Tom.
Why are you going to call me Uncle Tom?
You heard me. Just back off of me.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the two contestants prepare for battle right now.
Back off of me, man. Back off of me, man.
Another interview has been recorded for posterity as the two gentlemen continue to promote the fight. Perfect. That's it. Come on. Keep shooting.
I predict that Terrell will catch hell at the sound of the bell. He's going around saying that he's a championship fighter, but when he meets me, he'll fall 20 pounds lighter. He thinks that he's the real heavyweight champ, but after I'm finished, he'll just be a tramp. Now, I'm not saying this just to be funny, but I'm fighting Ernie because he needs the money.
I don't usually make predictions, but I see Clay with such limited ability till I'm predicting that I will knock him out.
Terrell steamed up their fight by pointedly refusing to use Muhammad Ali's new name. Once again, Ali reacted with fury.
Of all people, he had to say the name Cassius Clay. Of all people, one of my own kind, a so-called Negro, he's determined to continually call me Clay, knowing that that was a slave name, knowing that that's no longer my name. And he saw everyone else calling me that but him, so I call him my Uncle Tom Negro, and I'm going to give you a good whipping, and immediately after I whip you, I'm going to hand you the microphone and make you announce me by my name.
Rick Weaver?
Yes.
This is Ernie Terrell, heavyweight champion of the world.
Well, ain't this a surprise? Ernie Terrell, the heavyweight champion of the world. What world, chump? You not no champion. You just a jive champion. I'm the champion. And you have a lot of nerve calling me on the phone, the real heavyweight champion, and telling me you are Ernie Terrell.
I didn't call you. I called Rick Weaver.
Well, I got a good whipping for you anyway. You just get ready. Now, you talk to him, Rick. I don't want to talk to this fella.
What's on your mind, Ernie?
Oh, thank you, Rick.
Other than Mr. Ali.
Well, he's not on my mind. I'm giving a press conference tomorrow. You're invited.
You're having a press conference tomorrow?
Fritzel's restaurant, 12 o'clock.
12 o'clock?
Will you be there?
I'll be there.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Bye. Rick, I call that an insult, Rick. I'm on the telephone. I come all the way out of my way, come down to your station, and my enemy, Ernie Terrell, calls up. Well, I should walk off of this show now. And what nerve do he have calling me up and talking about, calling you and hollering about, this is the world heavyweight champion, with me on the show?
He must believe it.
That's ridiculous. Well, we'll see who's the champion. I'm trying to be humble and modest, and this fella stand me up.
Well, all right.
You know, I talked with both Ali and Terrell, Ali in depth on this, and Terrell, we sort of went back and forth on this. I said, why did you continue to call him like Cassius Clay? Cassius, why did you? He goes, I thought I would get under his skin. Yeah, you got under his skin. You beat the snot out of you for 15 rounds. I mean, it wasn't even close. I mean, I think every judge had it a shutout or more. I mean, there was some 10-8 rounds involved straight up. Muhammad Ali really took it to Ernie Terrell. And Ernie, although they were both in the same place together, I think we were in Canasota or in the garden, one or the other, but Ali and him were both in the same room, and he didn't want to show Ali any props whatsoever, and this was like 1983, 84, somewhere around there. Bottom line is, Terrell never learned. At the end of the day, he got his head handed to him. April 15, 1985, the day I met Larry Merchant, and the day, of course, wow, Hagler and Hearns went down. 9 minutes of violence, call it what you want, they call it the greatest three rounds of boxing, the greatest fight of all time. I just thought it was two guys like, you know, going for it. And Tommy Hearns employed some very, very poor strategy. And, of course, that's what I think lost in the fight. Not saying he would have won the fight, but the fight really wasn't all that competitive outside of that one right hand that Tommy Hearns landed in the first round. Of course, bang, goes right down the chin. And Marvin said, like, hey, you pissed me off there. Here I come. And of course, Marvin came back and whooped that butt. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide, all across America, Canada, Puerto Rico. Stay tuned for hour number two. Hour number two of Ring Talk live worldwide comes to you on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio, as well as SB Nation. Ring Talk live worldwide continues after the break. It ain't easy to walk away.